Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We've been spending the hour updating a strong atmospheric river across the state, and a reminder, Insight airs live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. We're going to finish the show over the next half hour or so with an update on road conditions as well as snowfall. In a moment, we'll head up to Donner Summit for a status of the snowpack. But first, joining us is Jeremy Linder, a spokesperson with Caltrans District 3 with an update on road conditions. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So this is a pretty loaded question because your district is large. It's like 11 counties. What are conditions right now in your district? Because, I mean, it spans from the Sacramento Valley all the way up to the Sierra along I-80.
Loaded is definitely an understatement with that one. So it's all dependent on where you're at, what area you're looking at. I mean, across the Sierra, obviously, we're still dealing with chain restrictions and still seeing fresh snowfall right now. Then you go down into the valley. We still have a couple of spots where there might be some minor ponding or some minor flooding along the roadway. And then also dealing with the power outages as well, some of those affecting our signalized intersections. So a lot going on that our crews are trying to tackle.
If someone is up in the Sierra, they are not a local there, they were just visiting. When can they expect to head back down the valley?
Well, I hope that they're double checking that forecast, utilizing our partners at the National Weather Service, both Sacramento and the Reno offices. Great information from there, and trying to time their trips heading in and out of the mountains. Obviously, the bulk of the storm, especially with the winds dying down, has passed. So we're getting into that better territory. If we're still seeing some light snowfall, though, with those chain restrictions in place, I mean, ultimately, if they can wait till it's crystal clear and we're back to dry pavement, that's the best. But if they need to start heading back down or heading up the hill now, just got to take it slow and take precautions.
How have the past, 24 to 36 hours have been? I mean, I know you touched upon it, but in terms of the road conditions and what your crews had to deal with?
Travel-wise, we did really good, especially yesterday. I didn't hear too many issues from our crews other than the normal juggling the chain restrictions back and forth. I think that was a good indication that the public heeded our warning and tried to avoid the travel if at all possible. I think that the biggest issue that we saw was on Friday. A lot of people trying to head up the mountain early on, beat the storm while we were still seeing some snowfall begin. That led to some icy conditions, number of spinouts, which ultimately led to traffic being hauled and I-80 being briefly closed for a period.
If you were heading to South Shore, how was Highway 50? I mean, that is a windier highway. That's a windier road if you're heading up to Tahoe.
50 was very similar to 80. Chain restrictions were juggling back and forth based off of the conditions. I know they even had a hold briefly on Friday. So it's been slow and steady for everyone heading up. I know even like West Shore right now, probably the biggest issue people are trying to keep an eye out is State Route 89. There is a section right near Emerald Bay that's currently closed because of the snowy conditions. And our crews are out there and they're assessing the situation, trying to get through and clean everything up. So hopefully we can have that section of highway open maybe as early as tomorrow.
Great. I mean, and even though, I mean, we're focusing on the Sierra, I mean, your coverage area for this Caltrans district, I mean, it goes all the way up to Butte County as well, to Yuba and Sutter counties. Are there other highways or interstates that were concerning because of this storm?
Yeah, pretty much with your normal spots. I mean, we did see some minor flooding in Glynn County right there along Highway 162, still seeing some of the closures affected with that as well. So crews are trying to do what we can as the water levels start to subside and improve as the storm passes. I know in portions like in Yuba County near Marysville, a lot of our maintenance crew were going out there trying to clear some of the brush and debris that the wind had knocked down onto the highway and clearing it up. I mean, we do a lot of work year round to make these areas safe in preparation for events like this. And sometimes Mother Nature just decides to throw us a curveball and we still have to act accordingly.
If some people are planning travel for later this week, what is the outlook from Caltrans' perspective?
Well, it's winter season. So pretty much it's the same story, second verse, when the next storm passes through, especially if you're going into the Sierra. Be prepared, double check the forecast, download Quick Map if you use the web browser or download the app on your smartphone. That's real-time data that can be at your fingertips so everyone knows what they're heading into, and hopefully they don't find themselves in a bigger situation where they're in an emergency. I know a lot of people, especially on Friday during that closure, were stuck just in the gridlock traffic. They weren't going anywhere. That's one of the prime examples of why we say if you're heading into the mountains, pack emergency supplies, snacks, water, blankets. It's not so much that if you get stuck on the side of the road, it could be simply you're just stuck on the highway with nowhere to go until our partners with CHP and our crews can clear things up and get that traffic moving smoothly again.
Jeremy, thank you for the update.
Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Linder is a spokesperson with Caltrans District 3.